Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce some ideas around about classical music. I'm Christy Lesperance, and co-hosting with me this week is...
Hazel.
Well, this week, what are we talking about?
Humor in music.
Right. So yesterday, we talked about comedic timing, and what are we exploring today?
We're exploring teasing and pranks.
So yesterday, we were wondering if animals use humor. Do you think animals even can use humor?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that UCLA did a study that shows that animals do tease each other on purpose, and they can be pretty obnoxious in a way that I think is really pretty hilarious. The researchers filmed great apes teasing each other in 18 different ways. Sounds like my kids. I think they have more than 18 ways. Well, the top five were poking, hitting, getting in each other's way on purpose, body slamming, having things in other apes' face and waving it over and over again.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. And pulling their hair. Orangutans have hair. So do you know someone who maybe teases a sibling like that?
I know my friend has a little brother, and... he teases her and she teases him back.
People aren't so different from great apes, as it turns out. And composers are people, so it's not surprising that composers tease, too. Here's another example of Haydn being a jokester. We had one yesterday also. In the last movement of his Symphony No. 60, which is nicknamed Il Distratto, or The Distracted Gentleman, Haydn writes in the sound of the music stopping suddenly so that the violins can retune their strings. But he actually wrote the notes out of the retuning into the music. Let's listen. He's making fun of the violinists. What do you think he's teasing him about?
Having to retune in the middle of a song.
Right. Like, they're so rotten, they can't even stay in tune. So, yeah. But it's all written out. And is it sometimes okay to use teasing and humor? And if you think it's okay, when is it okay?
I would say it's okay when the person isn't already upset. Like, that's never a good thing.
Right. You have to read the room, right? Or you have to feel close enough to somebody for them to know that you really love them. Mm-hmm. You're just teasing for fun. Are you close enough to someone that you can tease them and they can tease you back without hurting each other's feelings?
Yeah, the friend I mentioned, the one with the little brother who she teased, will be on our way to, like, choir or band at our school. And I always hide in a hallway. Going there and scare her, and I get her every single time. And I told her one day, I'm gonna go hide in that hallway, and when she wasn't looking, I hid in the bathroom. And then she walked by and she was humming, and I was like, all right, that's her. And she got there and I was like, boo, and she was like, ah, you get me every time. And it's always funny no matter what.
You're a jump scare teaser for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, humor at someone else's expense isn't always very nice, but sometimes friends tease each other good-naturedly. I think Haydn's orchestra players liked him a whole lot because he was very, very nice. And so he wasn't worried about making them mad or anything. Okay, so on to the riddle. This week, instead of one quiz, we have a series of bad musical riddles. What was yesterday's riddle?
Why couldn't the string quartet find their composer?
And the answer?
He was Haydn.
And today's riddle. What's today's riddle?
What's the difference between a bassoon and a trampoline?
Okay, the difference between a bassoon and a trampoline, well, I would think there are about 100 million differences. But if you think you know the answer, text it in, and we'll give you a shout-out on Friday. The number to text is 833-490-4718.
833-490-4718.
833-490-4718. 4718. By texting your answer, you agree to receive follow-up messages from IPR.
Good luck.
Well, Intermezzo must be over. That went fast. If you'd like to hear some bonus content about today's discussion, head on over to intermezzoipr.org. You can also stream Intermezzo episodes there or wherever you get your podcasts. Just look for Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio.
Listen for another Intermezzo tomorrow.
See you then. Here's a listening suggestion for further musical teasing. French composer Camille Saint-Saëns was a pianist and had lots of pianist friends, but he made fun of pianists in his Carnival of the Animals. The part called Pianists basically calls piano players zoo animals, and Saint-Saëns writes music that makes them sound like they can't even play their scales well.